It's 8:08 now. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. This is the KPCW Local News Hour. Stay tuned. Coming up, we'll be talking with Summit County Finance Officer Matt Levitt. He'll be previewing the upcoming county budget process. Summit County Mental Wellness Alliance member Sally Gelbaum and Leif Oldert, an advisor from Clubhouse International, will have an update on this clubhouse concept and the need for volunteers here in Summit County. Park City Christian Center's Latino Outreach Coordinator Max Ventura has details about Saturday's Hike for Hunger, and finally, Ray Freer and Joe Conley, organizers with Saturday's Alzheimer Wasatch Back Walk, will be joining us. Stay tuned. It's 8:16. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. It's the KPCW Local News Hour. Well, Summit County will begin its annual budgeting process soon. In the studio with me to explain that process and the timeline here, I have Finance Officer Matt Levitt. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Leslie.
So where are we in the budgeting process at this point?
Well, at this point, we're already midway through, and so we've started back in June talking with the department heads and kind of getting what their requests or what they anticipate the requests will be for the next year. Those requests have been submitted and are now being reviewed by the budget committee. The budget committee will review those requests and make a recommendation for a balanced budget to the county manager by next Friday.
Oh, wow. So it is moving along pretty quickly. Who makes up the budget committee?
There are 9 members of the budget committee. They're different department heads and elected officials.
Yeah. And what are they looking for as they review this?
Right now, this year, they're really looking forward to ways in which the county can create better efficiencies in the processes that are being done, ways of trying to reward employees or recruit and retain employees. Those are some of the big areas that we're looking at.
Was there any message from the county council, though, kind of going into this? Is like no more tax increases or, you know, lower your budgets by 2% or any directive?
No directive from the county council as of yet. The council will get their turn beginning in October. But the county manager, when we first met with the department heads in June, the county manager gave the department heads kind of an overhead of what revenues and resources look like for the next year, some areas of focus for next year. And then as the department heads submitted their requests and the budget committee began, the county manager, Tom Fisher, again, met with the budget committee and started to narrow some of that focus as to what the budget committee should be looking for next year.
Right. A year ago, this time we were talking about whether or not to move forward with a truth in taxation hearing. Is that the case this year?
No, there's no anticipation of looking at truth in taxation for the county for the next couple of years. It's a process that should occur on a regular basis, more frequent basis than what has happened in the past. However, it's not something that we're looking at for the next 3 to 5 years anyway.
And you say that because why? I mean, why should it happen more regularly?
The state legislature, in its infinite wisdom, has created a process that does not account for any impact on inflation when collecting property tax revenues. The amount of property tax revenues that a local government agency gets 1 year is, in theory, the same amount of revenue year after year after year. So as values go up, the tax rate goes down to accommodate for that. So if a local government agency gets $10 million 1 year, theoretically they get the same $10 million year after year. So there's no inflation factor built into that. So in order to make up for that lack of purchasing power, the decreasing purchasing power over time, local government agencies are expected to go through the truth in taxation process.
And that's really just a public noticing requirement, isn't it? I mean, to get people, when you start talking about raising taxes, I mean, it perks people's ears up. So then they get a little bit more invested into it, no?
Absolutely. And so going through that truth in taxation process is not necessarily a bad thing, and it helps create public awareness of where taxpayers' dollars are going. So it makes the government be a little bit more accountable to the people.
Yeah. As I recall, staff was recommending a 27% increase in the general fund and municipal fund. Is that was that what was eventually adopted last year?
What they were asking for was $3 million for the general fund and $1.1 million for the municipal services fund. And the actual percent increase was about 27%-ish. So that's what we're looking at for this year.
Yeah. So if we did that more regularly, we wouldn't have to see those big of jumps.
You wouldn't see a 27% increase. The last time the county had gone through the truth and taxation process for the general fund was 30 years or more. So you're looking at trying to catch up with 30 years worth of inflation.
Yeah. When you mentioned, about the need to recruit and retain staff, how big of a problem is it to retain those who have been trained to do the job?
Well, at Summit County, we're looking to do a lot of different things, and that's what one of the things that makes working at Summit County exciting is all of the different things that the county council is looking at trying to accomplish. In order to accomplish those things, you need some sharp individuals to come work for the organization. That's part of your recruitment factor. And when you're in an economy with low unemployment rates, you have to make yourself attractive to those individuals to want to come to work for you as opposed to a different organization.
So is that done? Is it a matter of the salaries not being competitive, or the benefits, or both?
It's a little bit of all of the above. Some of it's, and it's not always all about the money. If it's a fun place to work, if it's a good place to work, where there's a good, positive working environment, and you're getting compensated and treated fairly, then I think people will want to come and work with you or work with for you.
Yeah. So, but I guess, but besides money and benefits, I mean, what else do you have to offer?
You
can say it's a fun place to work, but to somebody who hasn't been there, they don't know.
Right. Well, if everybody's saying that they go home at the end of the day and they enjoyed their work day and they had a good productive work day and they got something done, and that helps, whether you're going to work to actually do something and get something accomplished, or whether you're going to work just to do the same thing day in and day out and day after day, the same thing.
Okay. So what are we looking at in terms of the big ticket items for next year? Probably transportation and transit?
Transportation and transit are going to be the big key items for the next several years. We just recently bonded in 2018 for about $19 million for transportation-related type projects, and that's where you see some of the construction going on at the Ecker Park and Ride. There'll be some projects out by Jeremy Ranch in those areas to try and alleviate some of the congestion in key areas of the county.
So these are considered general obligation bonds. Basically, they get paid back with that sales tax revenue?
Well, they're revenue bonds as opposed to general obligation bonds. General obligation bonds would be a property tax, but the revenue bonds are based on those sales taxes that were voted on by the people in 2016.
So those went into effect. It was about there were two taxes, 0.5% total, mm-hmm. onto the local sales tax. You started collecting that then in April of 2017. How much have we raised so far?
In 2017, we collected about $2.5 million. In 2018, we're looking at probably $4.5 to $4.8 million on each one. One is transportation related, so that's road and infrastructure type projects. The other one is transit related. So it has a little bit different focus. One as one oversimplified way of looking at it is asphalt on the ground for one and buses on the road for the other. I mean, and that's oversimplified version of it, but that's kind of an idea.
Sure. So was it $2.5 million in 2017 for each of those then? So about $5 million?
Yes.
All right. So, I mean, the 9 plus 5, that's about $14 million. We only bonded for $5 million other than what we had in the bank, yeah?
So we bonded against half of the annual revenues. And so that half of the annual revenues will go towards a bond payment. The other half of the annual revenues will go to pay-as-you-go type projects.
Okay. So this takes care of the needs for the next, 2 years? And then we will think about bonding for something else?
The Public Works Administrator and... In coordination with the transit director, and also with Park City and other with the COG, they've all identified over $100 million worth of projects that need to be completed in the next 5 to 10 years. So there's some significant stuff looming on the horizon. This initial $19 million is to cover the first 3 to 4 years worth of projects.
Okay. All right. So again, you're going to have a recommended budget, or the budget committee will have a recommended budget to Tom Fisher then by next week. And then he'll spend some time reviewing it before he brings it to council.
So the budget committee will present to the county manager next Friday, and then he'll have some time to review the budget, the recommendations. He'll also have some time to hear appeals from department heads and elected officials saying that the budget committee cut too deep. You never hear that the budget committee was too generous. So he'll hear those appeals over the month between September 15th and October 15th. He is required to submit his recommended budget to the county council by October 15th.
Okay, so we should know more then.
Yep.
Okay, anything else you think we should know?
I think I'm good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, Matt, thanks. That's Summit County Finance Officer Matt Levitt. KPCW News Time now, 8:28. It's the local news hour on KPCW.